Hello, and welcome to our second podcast of Five Dimensions of Health. In this podcast, Melvin Nunez will ask our volunteers about mental and emotional health. But first, mental or emotional health refers to your overall psychological well-being. It includes the way you feel about yourself, the quality of our relationships, and your ability to manage your feelings and deal with difficulties. Good mental health isn't just the absence of mental health problems. Let's listen to some of the questions related to mental or emotional health.
What kind of psychological benefits come from looking and feeling good about yourself?
I think that you can have a better attitude, a better way of thinking, and obviously a healthier, better self-esteem from feeling good about yourself, feeling that you look good, and having a good mindset of who you are can basically just help you have a positive attitude on life, have a more positive attitude.
So you think that affects your behavior?
And then that can definitely affect your behavior. Because then if you're feeling good about yourself and how you look and who you are, then you're going to portray that to others. So you'll be walking with a little taller of a chest, a little, looking up instead of down.
Feeling better about yourself.
Feeling better about yourself. And therefore you'll feel better about what you're doing, who you're with, and where you are.
So basically feeling better of who you are.
Yeah, because it starts from who you are. Mm-hmm. If I feel good about myself mm-hmm. and how I look and how I feel, then I'm going to not be worrying about that and be able to give my attention and my energy to that around me. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to find peaceful harmony between interpersonal feelings and emotions? I try to relax, read a book, go for a walk, or I like to talk to people about stuff, and that usually helps. I have friends that help me deal with stuff, I think like everybody. Stuff like that, something that is low maintenance stuff, but is active and doing something, like keeps my mind working or something like that. I also find naps really work well, but
so, for school, our classes are misbehaved. Do you think that has an impact in your emotional life?
It's kind of like a weird thing for teachers. I do like get annoyed or like upset in a way when students act out, because I feel like it's annoying for me to have to deal with, and I also don't want them to. Like for them, I'm frustrated that they do this themselves. Mm-hmm. But it's also unless it's a really bad situation, I try to leave it at work. So I know that most students don't think about it afterwards. I also know that most students aren't trying to make a personal jab at me. They're just acting out, for the most part. If they are trying to take a personal jab at me, I also just try to remember that that is the part that is a part of growing up, that they are still learning, maturing. So I don't take it personally. I feel just like saying that helps, though it does put me in a mood if it's bad enough. So sometimes, again, I just have to do the other steps. But it's not, I don't say it's a consistent thing. Unless it's like really bad, then I get really pissed. So.
Okay. Well, thank you.
No problem.
I'm talking to someone who has had some problems with depression and anxiety. She's going to share some of her experiences.
When people found out that I have self-harm, they reacted very badly. Some of them started crying and then asked, why would you do that? Which wasn't really a good question to ask, ever than like being asked that, because so many things were coming in mind. And then after that, they were just trying to be close to you, and I didn't like that much, because they would only get closer to you after the fact they found out something was wrong with you. And then after some people found out that I had to be an anti-depression pill, that's when things changed even more. They kept saying, you don't need that, you're stronger than that. And that did help, because now I'm not on it no more. And it's just nice that people are there, but it's not nice when you know that they're there, because they know something is wrong with you. It's better just always be nice to a person before the problem is known.
So what you're trying to say is that you were mad that they showed their support to you after they knew what was wrong with you?
Yeah, like everything just changed suddenly. They became closer to you or nicer to you or always asking you how you were. But you knew that the only reason they asked that was because of what your actions were.
So before they weren't caring and affectionate to you?
You could say that, yeah, it really didn't matter. You're just another person added to the list, to the world. It's nothing important.
Okay, so you did self-harm?
Yes, I did.
How did that affect your parents?
Well, right now, all I have are scars. But that's it.
Do you regret doing that?
I don't regret it, but I don't take pride in it either.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Why do you think the way you think affects the way you act?
I think it affects the way you act because your thoughts are, your actions are based on what you're thinking. If you're not in the mood and someone tells you something that you wouldn't normally get angry at, you would react based on how you're feeling and thinking.
Thank you all for listening to our Mental Emotional Podcast. Special thanks to all the teachers and students who shared their voices with us, and especially to Melvin Nunez who made this podcast happen. See you soon.